Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 132. Is the Gospel soft on works? God loves beautiful things, and we can learn to appreciate them, too. We can know some of the thrill of appreciating beauty. But can we feel the greater thrill of appreciating the glory of His message of salvation? Is the Gospel a system of abstract theology as impersonal as the science of mathematics or chemistry? If so, we do have to force ourselves to feed on it, for no heart hunger could then be possible. Is making sure of salvation a cold business-like process of commitment like taking out an insurance policy? The true Gospel is fantastically beautiful, a message that grips the human heart more deeply and more lastingly than any human love could do. Straightforward New Testament truth seems fresh and different to many who hear it. It seems shocking to them to realize that Jesus said there is only one prerequisite to salvation. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. According to this, our part is to believe. The Greek word for believe and to have faith is the same. Thus Jesus taught clearly that salvation is by faith, and since He added nothing else, He obviously meant that salvation is by faith alone. That makes us draw a deep breath. Isn't it necessary to keep the commandments, to pay tithe, give offerings, keep the Lord's Day, and do good works, ad infinitum? Yes, but we have no right to add to John 3:16, words that He did not utter. Then did Jesus teach the only believe? Heresy that lulls so many people into a do-nothing and love-the-world deception? No. He taught the kind of faith which works, and which itself produces obedience to all the commandments of God. Such faith makes the believer zealous for good works so numerous that they cannot be measured. God has already done the loving, and the giving. Our believing comes by responding to that good news with the kind of appreciation that is appropriate, the yielding of ourselves and all we have to Him. The ad infinitum works follow such genuine faith as surely as fruit follows seed planting. It is a tragic mistake to assume that the true Gospel message is soft on works. Pure righteousness by faith is the only message that can produce anything other than dead works.